Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Ada Marie Show, where she will provide answers to your life questions. During this hour, Ada Marie will talk about a favorite topic, then take your questions. Place all fears aside and know that there is a solution to every problem. She will lead you to the discovery that your life is meant to be about joy. Ada Marie is a revolutionary seer, conscious medium, healer, life coach, and counselor. Growing up on a farm in the eastern Montana prairie, Ada Marie was taught herbal medicine and mentored in intuitive sight by conscious mediums who were her grandmothers. This knowledge had been handed down through generations. Being a seer and survivor, she trains and guides you on a path of physical and emotional regeneration, which is invaluable to understanding the individual steps necessary to achieve vitality and a life filled with inner calm and peace. She has a rare gift of hands-on healing and communicating universal knowledge. Her life mission is to pass this on to others. And so let me welcome Ada Marie.
Well, thank you. I'm happy to be here today. It's actually a beautiful day with enough wind to make the sun happy.
Beautiful.
I think you know, the sun gets pretty hot, but if we have a little breeze, it kind of breaks it up. So today we have a little breeze, so that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
And as you had said, there's many, many things in life that we actually should be grateful to have had the experience to learn from it, so we don't have to do it twice. And many times we do the same thing over because we haven't taken time to understand actually what really did happen and how we created it. It's happening. And many times it's happening is created from being afraid of something or not being knowledgeable enough to know what you should do. So we can take that any direction. If you have any kind of a question you want to start with, let's try it.
Okay. Well, just to let the callers know, we will take your calls, so please be patient. We're going to talk a little bit about this topic now. Can you rephrase it for me, Ada Marie?
Well, yes, I can. What we were talking about was being lost.
Right. Okay. Well, that's true. And then you seem to take a little different twist on it, and so I thought, well, maybe we're going in another direction. Well, the first thing that comes to mind for me when I hear somebody say that they're lost, of course, you can be physically lost.
Right.
When I hear somebody say that, I feel like they're finding that they've lost their life purpose or they've lost a sense of direction. And so if that's the case, what would you suggest that a person does?
Sit down quietly and be silent and ask for direction. Now, anybody, I don't care what age they are, can ask for direction from a higher source, from a what we call God or angels or their spirit friends, but they can ask for direction and they will get it. As long as it comes from a positive source, that direction is worth writing down and thinking and meditating on. A lot of times you'll be given a direction from a source totally unknown to you. You can be listening to a group of people talk while you're waiting in line someplace. You can listen to a couple of people talking, and they are talking about something that is interesting to you. And the trick is to see if their solution is as interesting as a problem they're discussing. It very well could be, and you don't have to be a part of the conversation. You can just take that information as you leave the line, take it out, write it down someplace so you can remember it, and then look into it when you get home and or in a place where you can be silent. A case in point here is there were three of us standing in a line in a deli, and in front of us was a man and a boy talking. And the boy was probably in his late teens. And the question he asked the man, how do you know when people are telling you the truth?
Oh.
Now, how many times have we wondered that?
Yeah.
And the man looked at him, and he said, if someone is telling the truth, they will look right at you. They'll look you in the face. They will speak directly, and you will understand what they're talking about. If someone is telling you a story, which is a lie usually, they will look around. They will do everything except give you an honest answer. And they'll usually look off to one direction or another. They'll usually stop and hesitate and maybe change directions a couple of times. That person is not able to give you a direct answer to your question. And I'm standing there going, oh, my God, I never thought of that. That had never entered my mind.
Mm.
People tell me stuff all the time. And I know, because I can see their aura, that it's not true. But those are the actions that they actually do. They look in another direction, or they move their head back and forth, or they just have actions that don't go along with what they're talking about.
Mm.
So I know that much, and I thought that was very interesting that the answer that the lady gave him was almost the same answer in a different way, you know. One that he could understand and kind of look for. I find it very often that people just want to talk. They, even if they don't have the answer, they want to talk.
Mm-hmm.
So they just go on talking, not really giving any kind of information except what they're feeling inside.
Well, that's a starting point, isn't it?
Yes.
I think that a lot of times if people focus on their feelings, particularly what brings them joy, that might bring them some answers as to a direction that they could take.
That's correct. If it's something that they can see that would be wonderful in the end result, if they actually would look toward the end result and see it in a positive manner. But many people don't see anything positive. I've met a lot of people, and they complain. Nothing is quite all right. Now, if you have that attitude, nothing is ever going to be quite all right.
That's right.
It's not ever going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
If you can find a glimmer of hope and something good to talk about, take that glimmer and build it into a positive, joyful condition. And you won't have all these negative things happening to you because you won't be thinking about them. What you think is what you become. Thoughts are things. Thoughts are things, and you become the essence of your thoughts. And believe me, that's a fact. That is a fact. And I don't care what anybody says, and I don't care where they live, that's a fact. You are the essence of your thoughts. If your thoughts are lofty and strong and good, and you're honest and faithful and see yourself as a good person, that's what you will be. If you see yourself as a negative person, or you've been told growing up that you weren't good enough, you won't be good enough because you won't think that way.
Right.
You are what you think.
Right. Just to digress for a minute, to let the latest caller know, we're having a little discussion up front, but we will take all the calls in just a little bit of time. That is very profound when you talk about thoughts being things, because thoughts lead us in a direction too. They provide a framework for us, and I think that's why it's particularly important to be careful of what we are thinking about, because we do want
your thoughts.
Yeah, we want to head in a positive direction.
Correct.
We need to let go of fear.
Well, I just did a talk on fear the other day, and the actual fact of fear is there isn't any. There's nothing, fear is a word. There's nothing behind it. In other words, somebody will say, I'm afraid I have to take this test. Well, there's no fear about the test. The test is there. It's already ready. Are you ready? Are you ready for the test? If you're not ready for the test, it's not the test you're afraid of, it's yourself, because you have not prepared to take it.
Right.
Now, does that make sense?
It does make sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what should you do? If you know the test is coming up, stay up all night studying, if that's what you have to do. Do whatever you have to do if you really want the job and you want to pass the test.
Hmm. Well, what happens if you're in a dangerous situation with somebody that is threatening you? How do you deal with that? Because that's going to bring up emotions of fear.
It does bring up fear. If somebody threatens you, remember, they're afraid.
Mm.
They're a bully. They're afraid.
Mm-hmm.
They wouldn't threaten you if they weren't afraid. Their fear is greater than yours.
Mm.
Like my grandma used to say, if they're picking you to pieces and they're finding fault with you, listen carefully, because they're telling you everything you need to know about them. And they are telling you about them in their own words, so pay attention to what they tell you. And by golly, it's true. When somebody starts telling you, I'm talking to somebody about this job. I want this job, and there's an opening, and I would love to have it, and somebody is there in that company, and I'm talking to them, and they are setting me up with a whole bunch of fearful ideas. Some things you have to be careful of, some things you have to do, blah, 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 blah. When the reality is, if you are honest and you are sincere and you can smile a lot, you don't have a fear of the job. If you know how to do the job and you have the qualities of goodness and joy, you can survive in the job, because that's what you are. You are bringing to the job a light heart and an honest heart. That's what it takes. I don't know if you remember or not, but I can remember people that have been on the same job for 45 years. I'm a member of the Pepperidge Farm family.
Yes.
And the Pepperidge Farm family, some of the members that work in the factory of that company have been there almost 100 years, 90-some years. They started out when they were in their teens. They stayed with the company till they passed away in their 90s.
Wow.
Now, that is sincerity. That is joy. That is doing what you do best because you've been trained to do it. Wonderful food, wonderful people. And I don't know anybody that didn't like Pepperidge Farm food.
Right, right.
Yeah, it was well known. It traveled all over the United States and other countries. So that was because the attitude in the company, and I knew those people personally, when I met them, I was awed at the joy that they exuded to be in that company. They were all related some way or another down through time, but they had a good attitude, they worked hard, they were proud of what they did, and it just went through the food, and people everybody bought Pepperidge Farms. I don't know anybody that didn't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it was one of those things, but the people were as joyful as the food.
Well, I think that the joy is such an important thing, and a lot of people don't seem to realize that that's what your life is meant to be. Your creator has put you here to be joyful, and it's up to you to discover that truth.
And when you discover it, your health improves, your life improves, your income improves, your friendships improve, everything improves when you find that there is a way to be happy.
Mm-hmm.
I was sitting in a restaurant at one of those tables, like a counter, and a lady came up and she said, "Is anyone sitting here?" And there was no one sitting beside me, and I said, "No, it was for you." And she sat down, and we started talking. And later, I met her in a class I was giving, and she said, "I'll never forget you. You told me there was no one sitting there. The chair was for her." And she said, "What a nice thing to say."
It was nice.
But I didn't even think of it that way. I just thought it was a fact.
Sure.
It was an empty chair, and she certainly was welcome to sit in it.
Yeah, well, I like that example. That's great. Well, we've got some more callers now. Why don't we take some calls, and we can come back and have some more discussion later in the call.
Okay, that's fine.
I have only talked to one of the callers, and that is Lena, so I'm going to her first. Lena, you can ask your question now.
Hi. Yes. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, how are you? Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, now I hear, I'm sorry. I wanted to ask, my daughter, she's supposed to work with somebody with the name Brady or Marie. Is it two different person? What do you think?
She is working for somebody that does what?
There is it two people supposed to work. Somebody with the name
Brady. For somebody
Brady.
Named Brady, did you say, Lena?
Right, yes. The other one, the person of the name Maria.
One of them is named Maria.
Okay.
Right.
And what is it that you wonder, Lena?
What is it you want
to
know?
My daughter, is she going to have a success? Is she going to work with the same people who wanted to?
Having a hard time understanding you.
Yeah, we are.
I said,
you want to know
my
if your daughter is supposed
to work for that? Listen, I explained again. Listen to me, I need help. See, my daughter is supposed to work with the person at the name Brady. Or the person at the name Maria.
Oh.
Oh. Well, is she
one
supposed to work there? Or is that your question?
Excuse me?
Is she supposed to work for Maria?
Oh, yes, or Maria or Brady. Supposed to
and
work
for Maria.
And you're
wondering which one would be better? Is that what you're saying,
right,
Lena?
Right.
Oh, okay. Maria or Brady?
I would say Maria would be straightforward.
Is it good?
I would, if it was me making the choice, I would choose Maria because she'll be straightforward with her.
In other words,
she won't beat around the bush. She'll either like her or not like her.
Right. She'll tell you right away. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Are you think you're going to have a success?
Right.
They're going to make a big success? This project
yes.
is you're going to like? All right. Well, I don't know when they all the time say they're going to talk. They're not talking yet. It's more than 1 month than I have. I don't know how long I'm going to take it for talking. You know?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
God bless, Lena. Okay.
I haven't heard that name in a long time.
No, I knew somebody named Lena, and she was from quite a long time ago, as you say.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I had an aunt, Lena.
Did you really?
Yeah, Norwegian.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, like I said, I don't know the identity of any of these other callers, so I'm going to call you out by area code 610. What is your name, please?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, David. This is Sonia.
Hi, Sonia.
Hi.
Do you have a question for Ada Marie?
Yes, I do. Hi, Ada Marie. How are you?
Hi, honey.
Yeah, actually,
what's
I was talking to you a few weeks ago, and you had told me about, because I do have a job right now, and I was job hunting for a better position, and you told me that I'd be finding something by the middle of September, but the thing is, I had applied last week's job, which happens to be remote, I mean, work at home, pretty much what I'm doing, but just different industry. They do work in software, but it's dealing more with medical equipment type of software they deal with that I make for these companies. And I submitted my application, and I had called, and I think I spoke to someone, but, you know, just to make sure my application was received. This person passed on my information supposedly to the hiring manager. I got his name, so I was able to call in again yesterday, and I was able to, by the last name, you can key in, and you can get to his phone extension, and I did. And to my surprise, he answered the phone, and he says, oh, well, thank you so much for calling, and he was very cheerful, and he said, you know, he pulled up my application, yes, we got it, and he said, you know what, I'm going to include you in the first round of interviews, and, like, within the next 3 days or so, I should be hearing back something, you know, as far as maybe the phone interview. So, you know. Yeah, and he told me that the person that they're looking for, I think it's more than one position, but I think the person that they don't have someone there right now, the person left. And he seems to have a great sense of humor, and he told me, oh, I see you can speak English. And I said, well, not only English, but I also speak Spanish. He's like, oh, that's great. Because we're in a territory here that there's sometimes some Spanish speakers, and no one here speaks Spanish. So I felt like you know, I had a good rapport there with him, and I thank him, and then I hung up, and that was it.
Huh. So did you get the job?
No. Please understand, he is saying that he's going to include me in the first round of interviews because he had a lot of applicants. That's all he told me.
Oh,
you know,
I see.
I'll be hearing back within the next 3 days or so about, you know, I guess,
you know, that's
interview or something.
Law that they put into effect that they have to interview so many people before they can choose one. And sometimes that's really difficult for the people waiting. I found that to be really not so nice because you can't take the first person that you interview.
I understand that. I understand everything you're saying, but what I'm saying is that it was kind of interesting because had I not called, you know, like right now, you know, he knows my name, you know, he has my resume, my cover letter. I know for sure I'm
going
to be interviewed, and at least by phone, you know, the first round to include me. Which, to me, that's a plus. Well, I don't know what you're picking up as far as this job, because, you know, I felt good about it, you know.
I feel good about it. I feel very good about it.
Okay, so
but
what
I
does
think
that
it's
mean?
Wonderful that he would be so interested that he would call you back for another interview, like a second one.
No, we haven't had an interview. I called him to follow up and see if he got my application, but that was not an interview. But he just started, you know, mentioning a few things. He just said he will be included in the first round of interviews. That was not an interview at all. That was just me initiating the call. Yeah.
You initiated the call, but by doing that, you got a chance to be in the first line.
Right.
And you've also got a chance to get the job, which you very
well
will.
Yeah, that's true. So
I feel that you will.
You feel so?
I feel like he's going to hire you.
Bobby, you know what he said too? He said, you know, he has a sense of humor. He said, you know what's the only bad thing? I said, what? He said, because you'll have to work with me. And I started laughing. So, I mean, right there, that tells me that he was probably testing to see if I had it. And I told him, you can't be that bad. I told him that.
Well, he probably isn't. Sounds like he has a good sense of humor.
Yeah, and that's important. There's nothing worse than working with people or someone who doesn't have a sense of humor, who's a stickler, who is always serious. You know, who doesn't?
Yeah, that makes the day hard.
Yeah. Alright. So what you're saying is that you
probably have a very good chance of having a position.
Oh.
Because he wouldn't have said it if he hadn't have been interested.
Right, that's true. He would have just said, you know, we'll call you back. And then he took the time, he opened it. He looked at it.
Right. He kind of opened up a door for you.
Yeah. probably downloaded it somewhere in his desktop. You know, he has it there. At least I know I'll be, if you want to say the runner-up, I don't know how you say that. That's more like a beauty contest, that's a thing. But,
so
I mean...
You like the job.
Right, no, it seems really interesting.
I'm sure you will.
And I told him, I said, you know what, I used to work in the medical field many years ago, and I kind of missed that. And he's like, well, this will just be slightly different, you know, we'll just be dealing with the medical equipment. But I was looking through some of those name of those hospitals, and I've dealt with those hospitals before, you know, like New York Presbyterian, and, you know, some big names, John Hopkins, you know, we, like I know those hospitals. You know, a lot of them, I know them. But they deal with the software for the medical equipment. That's what they do.
Good.
But so when do you see me like working at the job? Like, you picking up time?
Having the job? Well, by the end of next week.
Really? Because you haven't even interviewed me.
I don't
yet.
Know what you have to do, but it looks like you're gonna, they're gonna put you to work within a week, 10 days.
That's strange because he did. I mean, when he says first round, to me, that's several interviews, and interviews are not done within 3-4 days. And I'm like, they go through a stage, and to me, a week seems kind of fast. And I'm like, 10 days.
It is fast, but it depends. He seems to be interested in talking to you. That's what makes it move faster.
Right.
Because he can
move
at any speed he wants to.
Right. And the thing also, I mean, I do have a job. I do have a job. So, you know, I need to give them ample notice, you know, the 2 weeks or whatever standards. I'm not just going to, like, drop them. You know, I want to do it right, correctly.
Right.
Oh, well, that's great.
It sounds like he's very interested.
Yeah. You know, I don't know if he was just making conversation, but I know. We'll have to see, you know. We'll have to see.
Yeah, and you'll know shortly.
Yeah.
You'll
but
know
within
a week.
But that's what you're picking up. You said you were picking up good things about this company and job itself.
That's what I'm picking up, that he'll be calling you back, and there will be an interesting phone interview. And then you can go in there and have another one.
You mean in person? Well, that's going to be kind of difficult because they're all the way in the Midwest, and I'm all the way in the East Coast. I mean, the job is remote, so I don't know how that's going to play out. If we're going
to
do a
but are you going to have
Skype? Or
can you work where you are?
Yeah, that's what I mentioned in the beginning of the call, that the job is remote, working from home.
Oh, good, good. That'll be fine.
Right, no, I mean, that was advertised that way. It seems that they have quite a few people also working remote.
Okay. As long as you can keep that good attitude with him and communication happy, it'll be a good job.
Yeah, it seems to be. And it seems to be a good company. I couldn't get a lot of information on the benefits and stuff, you know, what I was able to research. You know, I just hope, like, you know, the salary is a little bit better than what I'm making. You know, I can't work for anything less, you know, so.
Right. It'll be a good job for you.
Do you feel the salary and benefits will be better than what I have now?
I think the communication will be better than what you have.
Communication?
Oh. Yeah, in the job.
Yeah, but
you
I'm talking about the job benefits and the salary. Do you feel it will be better than what I currently have at my current job right now?
I don't know what you have at your current job, but if it pays better and they're easier to work with, that would be the thing that would make you move.
No, I know, but I don't know anything. They haven't told me anything yet. You know, they haven't told me salary, they haven't told me benefits, nothing, so I don't know.
I see. It sounds like a good opportunity. From your energy pattern, it sounds like a very good opportunity. But you first have to find out if you're willing to make that kind of a change. You're going to be far away.
She would work at home, Ada Marie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For a company that's in another state, it's
right. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. So that would be, it would be great, especially if you had good, informative people to work with.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And
the exchange would be good.
I have experience working in this capacity before, I mean, in other jobs. I was working a few days in the office and a few days from home, so I mentioned that. I know it's nothing new to me. I've never worked 100% home, but if I did it part of the time, why not do it all the time, you know?
Yeah. So you could probably work all at home if you had a good communication with them, you know?
Like because there's no way I can hop on a plane every day and travel to the Midwest, you know what I'm saying? That would be very expensive. So.
No, but you could, couldn't you communicate on the computer?
Yeah, that's my line of work. You know, there's so many resources and things, you know. You have Skype, you know, you have all the software. I've done this before. This is my field. This is my area. I work in technology. This is what I do.
Mm-hmm. So it sounds like a good job.
Okay. Well, we'll have to see.
They sound like they're informative.
I just thought that maybe you were picking up something about the benefits and the salary, you know. I was just wondering. That's why I was asking you.
Well, I feel like they're genuine people. I mean, they open up and tell you, they don't leave you wondering about stuff. They tell you what you ask.
But you're not getting a sense of what the benefits or the pay are, Ada Marie, are you?
No, I'm not getting anything about that.
Yeah, that's what I was gathering.
Mm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I'm not. I don't know what they pay, and I don't know how they pay, you know. Sometimes they just put it in your account every week, and sometimes they do something different. Everybody has a different thing they do.
No, I'm not talking about that. I was just talking about the bottom line, like, you know, the range. I don't really care what method they use. That's the least me, but I can't work for, like, for example, I can't work for half of what I'm making, or I can't work for a minimum wage.
No, you
can't. Because, right. That would defeat
and
the purpose.
Have they given you any... Have they told you what they pay? Have you talked about the pay?
No, nothing was mentioned in the ad. Nothing was mentioned to me yesterday. Yeah, nothing was mentioned at all. I reread the ad. It wasn't mentioned in the ad, you know. So I'll have to see, you know.
Well, you have to ask. Yeah, you have to ask. And I can't tell you that the pay would be better than what you have now.
It won't? Oh, you can't. Okay, you
don't
know.
I don't
know
that it is, no.
Okay. All right, I'll see what they tell me, you know?
See what they tell you, because I have a feeling that it's not that high.
Oh. Well, if it's lower than what I'm making, I can't take the job. It's that simple, you know?
Because the responsibilities
seem a lot more, and they want more from you, and it's not, you know, it
right.
requires good education, good training, and I didn't study for nothing, you know? I didn't study to make a minimum wage. Might as well not study at all, go to college at all. So.
Right. So find out what their pay ratio is before you go too far.
No, they would make you an offer and you would go from there. But thank you, though. Thank you.
Yeah. You know, you need to ask, because that's the only way you're going to get an answer.
Sure.
They don't seem to be coming up with it.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Bye, Sonia.
I mean, they didn't make an offer as to a wage amount, so they're kind of hesitating to talk business.
Right, right.
And I would be concerned about that.
Right. Well, she's gone now, but I guess she hasn't had the interview yet, so perhaps that will come later. Okay, our next caller is from area code 925, and you're live. What is your first name, please?
Hi, it's Terry. Thank you for taking my call, Anna. Quick question. I'm usually very sensitive to energies, but I've noticed that lately the TV keeps going on, and we'll turn it off, and we come back, and it's on. So I'm wondering if there's somebody visiting in my house.
It sounds like you do have company. Yeah. Unseen company. Does it change the channel, or does it stay where it was?
It stays where it was, but I'll go in and I'll turn the TV off and come back and it's on, and then my husband will see it on and he'll turn it off and we come back and it's on. And sometimes the dog will be wagging his tail like he's looking at somebody.
Mhm.
But I'm usually very sensitive to energies, and I have not been able to feel anything.
So you haven't been able to pick up any positive or negative energy, just plain blank energy.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, okay. Exactly.
Well, you definitely have a visitor. And the only thing I can tell you that I know that works is you pray, take a cupful of salt, table salt, pray over it, and go through your TV room, starting in the TV room, and out through the house, out the front door or the back door, doesn't matter, and say, all negativity be gone and go with God. All negativity be gone and go with God as you sprinkle a few grains of salt. Now, I've told people this, a few grains of salt, and they end up throwing a whole box of salt around the house. That's ridiculous. All you need is a few grains of salt. Put your three fingers together, and that little amount in those three fingers will clear a whole entire room. But I've tried to help people before, and they end up using a whole box of salt, and it's ridiculous. You don't need it. I went one place where they had poured salt on the sewing machine tread. Yeah, honestly, ridiculous.
Well, I smudge my house regularly, so, you know, I sage it pretty regularly.
Yeah.
And I know, like, growing up as a little girl, my grandmother was a medium, and so I could always feel the energies in the house. And she would say, oh, don't worry about it, or, like, times there would be, I could see the imprint of somebody sitting next to me, and she's like, oh, that's my sister, and she'd tell her to go away, and then it would be gone. So I don't know if it's somebody that I know here.
I don't know that it is, but it could be some. Do you have a cousin or an uncle that plays tricks on people? That's what I'm picking up.
Oh, my
somebody
brother.
Playing a trick on.
Yeah, my brother, he's a trickster.
Okay. Okay, well, okay. That's what it is. He's playing a trick on you. He's on the other side?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Yes. Yeah, he's... Well, you know what you can do? Talk to him. Talk to him.
Oh, yeah, I do.
To turn off... Yeah, good. Then tell him, you know, he's got to... He don't have to do this. He can talk to you. He don't have to keep bothering you to turn the TV off.
Oh, he can turn it on if he wants to pay the bill.
Right, but he's not in a place where he can pay the bill.
That's right.
But just, you know, I turned a radio off one time and pulled the plug and turned it off, and the radio kept coming on and coming on and coming on. So I went back and thought, well, maybe I didn't pull it off. I had pulled it all the way out, but their power was stronger than the electricity. So they came on, so I took the radio and set it outside in the backyard, and they finally quit talking. They finally shut up.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
God bless, Terry.
Yeah.
Same to you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, our next caller is from, Area code 218. What's your first name, please?
Hi, David and Adam Marie. It's Christine from Minnesota.
Hi, Christine.
Hi.
Hi, I just spoke with Ada over the weekend, and I think you're amazing.
Well,
thank you. I asked you about a question with our neighbor who, as you put it, was very nasty, and we're in a little bit of a property situation. I reached out to our attorney, and I haven't heard back. And I'm hoping I hear back quickly because we're moving into Labor Day weekend, and I'd like it to be peaceful here. So my question is, am I going to hear back from our attorney in time? And two, if I don't, are we going to have any interaction with these neighbors?
I don't see that you are. I believe they might be gone.
Well, they are now. They come here for just weekends, so you don't think they will be here for the Labor Day weekend?
They may not. I don't see them being there. It seems like they're hostile in a lot of strange ways.
Yeah,
I mean,
they are.
Yeah. Over nothing, basically.
Yes, they're really bizarre.
Mm-hmm.
They're really bizarre. And you're right, they're nasty,
right.
And they are hostile. So good, if they're not here, all the better. What about our attorney? When do you think we may hear from him? His name is Trevor.
Well, he's awfully busy, but you should hear from him within the week. At
Great.
Least
do you think
some comment that he could say. Let you know that he's taking care of it or looking into it.
Great. And do you think he might be up north this weekend? His in-laws have a place about 20 minutes from where I am, and I thought maybe he'd be up here for the holiday.
They could be because it's a holiday week. I didn't even know till today it was a holiday weekend, but it is a holiday weekend. And they could be up. They could very well be on vacation. Yeah.
Great, because I was hoping I was hoping he and his lovely wife may come for dinner, and then we could discuss the property situation.
Well, that would be nice. Yeah, invite them.
And I did in my voicemail, and so that's why I'm asking, do you think that might happen?
Your voice failed?
Oh, I'm sorry. So I did leave a voicemail with him about that we'd love to have him visit if he was going to be in northern Minnesota. So
yeah.
I'm just wondering if that might happen. You think that might happen?
It might happen. They're going somewhere.
Great. Great. So
they may show
thank
up.
Thank you. Okay.
Okay.
He's lovely, and I thank you so much, Ada, because I got to tell you quickly, after I spoke with you, they put their garbage can right on the easement and wrote a note on top that said, if I move it, I'm trespassing. And I thought, oh, for crying out loud, and I moved the garbage can because you can't have it on the easement. And I thought, oh, you know, I don't want to have any trouble.
Yeah. Was it your garbage can?
No, it was theirs. They put their garbage can where you're not allowed to.
Oh, I see. Well,
but
good.
They put
maybe
a note on it. Pardon?
Somebody will tell them that it's not legal to do that.
Well, that's what our lawyer needs to do. That's why I need this letter to be written. But see, they put a note on the garbage can that said, if you move this garbage can, you're trespassing. Well, I moved it because they're trespassing, and, you know, you can't do that. But what I don't want to have is any kind of interaction with them or altercation this weekend.
Yeah. You may have to take it to an attorney.
Well, that's why I called our attorney.
That was a good idea.
And that,
just
yeah,
a
that's
simple
why
letter
I mean,
should stop it.
Yes, and that's why I say, when do you see Trevor getting to that letter? Soon, you think?
The attorney?
Yeah.
Well, if he hasn't sent it out, it'll go out the first of the week, Tuesday.
Perfect.
Okay.
All right, well, that ought to do it. And I'm glad to hear that you don't think we're going to see the nasty neighbors this weekend.
I don't think you will. I think
Great.
They don't understand things well, but I don't think you're going to have trouble.
Excellent. Ada Marie, I think you are a blessing and the most amazing reader ever. And I am so grateful for your insight. And thank you so much, both of you, for taking my call.
Well, you're welcome. You're welcome. And you have a wonderful weekend.
You do the same. God bless.
Thanks for calling, Christine.
Thank you, doll.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
She was sweet. Okay, our next caller is from area code 858, and you're live. What is your first name, please?
Hi, my first name is Anne. Hello, Ada Marie.
Hi, Anne.
I have a question. My daughter and her boyfriend, they moved to another state recently. Do you feel that this relationship will end up with marriage, or they will break up?
Now, you're talking about your daughter?
My daughter.
Or yourself?
Yes. No, my daughter and her boyfriend, they moved recently to the East Coast, to another state. And I was wondering
mm-hmm.
where the relationship is going. Will they get married or they will break up?
They were breaking up already?
I don't know. I'm asking you. They just recently moved. They moved.
Yeah.
To another
she wonders if they're going to get married or if they're going to break up.
The young couple.
Yes. Yeah. She wonders if you foresee them breaking up or getting married.
Well, I have a feeling that they're not going to get married, but they may be together for quite some time.
What do you mean?
I don't
quite
think they're
months or years.
They might
what
stay
do you mean?
Together. Yeah, they might stay together for a number of years.
Number of years?
Yeah.
So there will be no marriage, but they will just stay together, huh?
But they would live together. Yeah. They seem to be happy together. And I don't know why they moved. Maybe they moved to get away from everybody.
No, they moved because of his job requirements.
Oh, that makes sense. But they don't look like they're unhappy. I don't see that.
I wonder why they don't get married. It's kind of strange to me if they're so happy.
Well, you know, today the young people all have different ideas about marriage and all that stuff. I mean, I don't understand all of it, and I'm from an old school of you get married, you have children, you have work and take care of your family and all those good things. I don't know. It's different today. They have different mindset. So all I can tell you is if they are planning not to get married, I guess that's their plan. They must have a reason. But one bad thing about these young people that get married, that don't ever get married, if one of those spouses die, the other spouse has no legal right to decide what to do with the body in most states. The legal right goes back to the parent.
if the parent is living. And I was shocked to find that out, but I found that out from someone who called me to ask. So they got to look at the legalities of what they're doing, especially if they're going to have children.
Are they going to have children without marriage?
I don't know. I can't answer that question.
Okay, thank you, Ada Marie.
You're welcome, honey. I'm sorry. If I can't get an answer, I can't give it.
It's okay. Thank you so much, Ada Marie. Thank you.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
Goodbye, Ann. Okay, well, that's it for our callers for... Oh, wait a minute. We have one more caller here.
Okay.
Yep. Area code 347,
Hi.
You're live. Hi, what's your name?
Hi. Hi, this is Keisha.
Hi, Keisha.
Hi, how are you both?
We're good. We're good.
I just have a quick question. I actually got a job with a very, very large firm, and it's a temporary job, but I want to work there, but it's not the position I want. So I was just wondering if I would get hired there in a position I want, or would I be working somewhere else doing in a position I don't want? If you could
tell.
Well,
if you're working in a position now, and you're doing a good job, you have a good option to work up to the position you do want. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, it's possible. I am qualified for the other position, but I don't know if this is like, you know, a place that only hires by, you know, certain people from Ivy League schools or not.
I have a feeling if you qualified for it and you had to take another position, it's to save you, so when that person leaves in that position, you have an option of moving there.
Yeah, well, they just hire like 100 people to do what I want to be doing. So it's a really, really big firm. So, I mean, it's not that people leave, but it's just a really big place. So I was just wondering
right.
if they might hire me or if you saw me maybe getting something somewhere else.
I'm sure you'll get hired there because they wouldn't have hired you if they didn't think you had a very good working, you know, you're a good worker and you get along with people well.
Yeah, I do. But they hired me. It's like a secretarial position. It's not the other position is not secretarial. Like you need a degree for it, which I have.
Yeah. So you
okay.
could, if they hired you at all, it's because they know they could move you in up in place, you see. When the opening comes, all you have to do is go and apply for it.
Okay.
So
okay,
do that.
Well,
keep your eyes open.
Okay, I will do that. Thank you both. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Keisha.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay. Well, that's it for today, Ada.
Oh, my gosh, already?
Yeah, yep.
The day went fast.
It did go fast.
Yeah, my goodness. So are you going to have a good day now?
I am. How about you?
Me, I am too. Actually, I am. I'm really glad because it's a nice day. The sun is out. There's a little breeze, and Arizona is peaceful.
Beautiful.
How nice is that?
That sounds perfect.
And you?
It's very lovely here. It's sunny and in the high 70s, and it's just delightful.
Well, we're in the high 70s, too, so that's good.
Yeah, it is good. Yeah.
Yeah. How wonderful.
Yeah, simpatico.
Will I talk to you next week?
Yes, you will, same time.
Okay.
Okay, take care.
And you have a wonderful weekend.
I will. You do the same.
I will.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.